What happens when the man who holds your life in his hands becomes the one you can't escape? In the shadows of Moscow's criminal underworld, a chance encounter between witness and killer sets the stage for a relationship that defies categorization. Leah Morelli's life changes forever when she witnesses Adrian Volkov, a high-ranking Russian Bratva enforcer, execute a man in her apartment building's garage. Instead of becoming his next victim, she becomes his obsession. The terror of that first meeting, his gun pressed against her forehead, his thumb brushing across her bottom lip, in a gesture both threatening and intimate, marks the beginning of a dangerous dance where the lines between captor and lover blur beyond recognition. Adrian Volkov wasn't born cruel. He was crafted that way. At 7, he shuttled between two worlds. His mother Natasha's sparse Moscow apartment, where affection was currency earned through loyalty, and his stepmother Annika's warm kitchen, which offered glimpses of unconditional love. These worlds couldn't coexist. When Natasha discovered his attempts to protect Annika through fabricated stories, her punishment was calculated. She broke his arm by pushing him downstairs, asking, "You don't mind making a little sacrifice for your mother's happily ever after, do you?" Later, she burned his treasured copy of The Nutcracker page by page, methodically dismantling his capacity for emotional attachment. The final lesson came when he overheard her discussing plans for Annika's accident while preparing his favorite breakfast. This duality, violence wrapped in care, became fundamental to his personality. With Leah years later, these patterns resurface. His obsessive control stems from childhood powerlessness, his inability to trust rooted in betrayal, his view of relationships as strategic arrangements, reflecting his early training in manipulation. Adrian methodically destabilizes Leah's boundaries. A week after holding her at gunpoint, he appears at her ballet rehearsal, watching with cold gray eyes. He invades her dressing room, examining her belongings with entitled familiarity. His dinner invitation comes as a command, and he refuses to leave while she changes. "I'm going to sleep with you eventually," he declares during dinner, treating her consent as inevitable. This statement triggers conflicting waves of fear and forbidden attraction in Leah, establishing their complex emotional dynamic. The violations escalate when he appears in her apartment after she's been drinking, watching her sleep and later touching her while unconscious. Though he maintains certain lines, refusing sex while she's intoxicated, claiming, "I'm not a rapist," he still plans to deal with her in the morning. Despite witnessing Adrian commit murder, Leah responds to his touch with an intensity that confuses her. When he stimulates her to orgasm after refusing her drunken advances, she experiences both violation and pleasure, a contradiction that defines their sexual relationship. The Russian Bratva forms the dangerous backdrop for Adrian and Leah's relationship. Adrian's casual execution of Ryan after Leah's injury reveals how the Bratva's code has become his moral compass, with violence as his primary language. Meetings with Sergei, the Pakhan, expose complex politics as they negotiate an alliance with the Italian Lucianos to access the Colombian cartel. Adrian's promise to deliver results suggests ulterior motives for pursuing Leah. She may connect to information the Brotherhood needs. Adrian's breaking of his arranged marriage to Igor's daughter Christina violates Brotherhood protocol, risking his position and creating enemies. His willingness to jeopardize his standing demonstrates how profoundly Leah has disrupted his world. These criminal connections elevate a toxic relationship to a potentially lethal one. When Leah challenges how men discuss her at Sergei's house, Adrian later punishes her, "You will not talk back, whether in front of me or anyone else in the Brotherhood." The constant danger reinforces Leah's dependence on Adrian for protection, even as she fears him, creating a trauma bond that deepens her entrapment. Adrian finds the ultimate way to bind Leah to him forever, through blood ties. After her career-ending injury leaves her vulnerable, he tampers with her birth control, ensuring pregnancy. When confronted, he claims she was already pregnant before he had to intervene, This pregnancy becomes Adrian's ultimate form of possession, creating a biological connection that can never be broken. His ultimatum is brutal: marry him or watch him marry Christina while making Leah his mistress and taking her child. It's either you or her, and if you play stubborn, I'm going to make you watch me marry her, then fuck her to put an heir inside her. The wedding itself is another control mechanism: a dress tailored before she knew about the pregnancy, an empty ceremony with only Adrian, a priest, and guards present. After, Adrian declares, "You're mine now, Mrs. Volkoff." This forced union sparks Leah's silent vow. "He forced me to be his wife? Fine, but it's by his wife's hands that his life will end." Their son Jeremy becomes both Adrian's leverage and Leah's vulnerability. When she attempts escape, Adrian threatens to confine her and take their son, a threat more effective than any physical violence. 4 years into their marriage, Leah hatches an audacious plan when she meets Winter Kavanaugh, a homeless woman who remarkably resembles her. Winter accepts Leah's offer to take her place, gaining a husband and fortune while Leah escapes with Jeremy. The scheme reveals Leah's growing capacity for manipulation, mirroring Adrian's calculating nature. She meticulously prepares Winter with detailed instructions about Adrian and the Bratva, has her dye her hair, and wear Leah's signature rose scent, Adrian's sensory marker for identifying her. There's dark irony in Leah willingly thrusting another woman into Adrian's dangerous world. Despite fleeting guilt, she justifies it as necessary for survival. Winter's enthusiasm, even asking if she can sleep with Adrian, triggers unexpected jealousy in Leah, revealing her complicated feelings toward the husband she's fleeing. The plan collapses when Adrian immediately recognizes Winter as an imposter. His rage is volcanic, and he tracks Leah through her dental implant, a surveillance method she never suspected. The failure demonstrates Adrian's thorough control and the near impossibility of escaping him. Cornered between Forrest and Adrian's advancing figure, Leah makes a desperate choice after accidentally stabbing him. At the cliff edge, she asks if he ever loved her. His silence confirms what she feared. Despite their marriage and child, his feelings never went beyond possession. This realization becomes her final catalyst. Rather than return to his slow emotional torture, Leah chooses to fall. Adrian's screams as she descends capture their relationship's paradox: his desperate need to possess versus her desperate need to escape, even at life's cost. This moment raises uncomfortable questions about trauma, agency, and love. Is Leah's choice empowerment or final victimization? Can relationships built on control ever become healthy? Tempted by Deception offers no easy answers, only the haunting image of a woman choosing the unknown over the devil she knows, leaving us wondering if escape from such entangled trauma is truly possible.